celebrating 50 years of fun, loving, wacky. W-A-K-Y, Radcliffe, Louisville.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky, Johnny Randolph.
It is 3 o'clock at Fun Loving Wacky, and here's your sign.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply.
It's 103.5 WAKY, and it is Signs, and it is Johnny Randolph here at Wacky. Paul Penny, yep, the Paul Penny that's the singer that has sung with probably more bands than you can remember and has sung more songs than he cared to remember is here. Hiya, Paul.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
You're right here playing the tunes. Paul is actually kind of a wacky historian in a way.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That means that... He remembers more than I do. That only means one thing. He's older than I am.
Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, really. So Wacky signs on in 1958, playing the Purple People Eater.
Right.
And one of the DJs was the famous late, great Jack Sanders.
Jumpin' Jack Sanders.
Jumpin' Jack Sanders. And I didn't know this until you and I were talking here a few minutes ago, that Jack was one of the original Wacky DJs, because the song that they first played when it was on 79 on AM.
Right.
I might preface that by saying that Wacky came on the air as an AM station in 1979 and went away in the early 80s, I suppose, and then a year ago returned as on this facility here. So Jack was one of the first disc jockeys and was controversial in those days. He just unusual on the air. What was he like on the air?
Well, he was very unusual. Like you said, he made Wacky the number one radio station in Louisville in one day, and that's simply because, as you said, he came on the air and he played that song continuously over and over again, One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple People Eater. And everybody around town was saying, hey, you got to tune in, hear this Wacky guy. He's playing this song over and over. So, like I say, he made Wacky the number one station in one day. And that's quite an achievement. And, of course, he was an unusual guy. You know, he was fun to be around and just a crazy guy to be around.
How long was he there about?
I'm trying to remember when he...
Nobody's going to hold you to the date exactly. You know, we can't. It's all fuzzy back then.
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about that.
But it was a few years.
Yeah, he was there for quite a few years because, I mean, every time we would put a record out, he would get it played that day, you know. and he took us around and opened a lot of doors that I'm sure we couldn't have opened on our own.
He left Louisville and left Wacky and ended up in Nashville. Not really as a disc jockey, though, was he?
Well, he went to Nashville and he became Hank Williams Jr.'s road manager there for a short time. Now, this was back before Hank Jr. really busted loose and became a big, big artist. He was still singing his daddy's songs, you might say.
Okay.
And he was, I think he was with Audrey Williams.
He was singing Your Cheating Heart, but he was not singing 11 Roses yet.
Right.
Like
this is back before Hank fell off the mountain. And after he fell off the mountain, I think he started getting to be a big star. I don't know what happened to him. But,
his head the right way.
Yeah.
But Jack passed away in Nashville several years ago at a young age.
He passed away, I think he was about 42. I think he was the same age as Elvis Presley when he died.
You know, we're having our 50th anniversary of Wacky, and we're doing it this year. It's 50 years ago since we were talking about the Purple People Eater. At the 25th anniversary of Wacky, we had a 25th anniversary, and I was at Wacky AM for probably 12 years.
Yeah.
From 67 until, well, whatever, 79, I think it was. But anyway, we had a 25th anniversary, and I never met Jack Sanders, but I contacted him to ask if he would come up and be on the radio. He said, no. He said, there's too much controversy about me in Louisville to be there in person. He said, I will tape something for you. And he taped about an hour's worth of doing Jack Sanders the way he used to do it. And it was a phenomenon as far as the response goes.
Yeah.
You know, I won't go so far as to say there are women down there holding babies in their arms saying, "Where is he?" But, I mean, there was a lot of controversy. And he, I guess most of Jack Sanders' stories we can't tell on here. I really don't know any. And he can't, but he was just a wild man.
He was. I could tell you a bunch of stories, but like you say, I can't think of one that I can tell on the air.
Well, what you have to do is come out to a dance where Paul Penny is singing and catch him during the break. And we have, we'll do it here in a minute here, we have a Jack Sanders tape.
Yeah, this was an old, back then they called it an acetate that they would make all the commercials on. And he, one day he just handed me this and he said, "You want this?" And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is the old Sam Seberg All Night Disc Jockey, and you'll hear it. It's quite, well, some people might even remember hearing this late at night. This little guy would come on and talk about the music that was coming up.
All right, well, we'll have that, and also we'll have a tape of Jack Sanders. I guarantee that Jack Sanders has never been heard in Louisville in 25 years, and only one time in probably 48, 49 years.
Yeah.
We'll do that here in a few minutes.
You're getting wacky. You're getting wacky. W-A-K-Y is a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land.
It's 103.5, it's WAKY. Johnny Randolph here with musician Paul Penny. Paul set up I wouldn't say Rudy Radfink. That was the guy that replaced Sam Seberg, the all-night show. Wacky. Set it up for me here.
Okay, this is an old, what was an acetate that Jack Sanders gave me once. And he said, "Do you want this?" And I said, "Sure." Well, I didn't know what it was. I went home and listened to it, and then I just tossed it aside, and I've had it for years. So I just thought I would bring it in today so they could play it. And it's, if you remember, late at night, you would hear this little guy come on the air, and he'd say, "Hi, I'm Sam Seberg, your all-night dish hockey." And he would play songs, and then he'd play six songs or five or six songs, and then he would come back in and say the same thing again. It was continuous. So yeah, this is the actual recording of it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Sam Seberg. I'm the nation's only robot disc jockey. And on WAKY in Louisville every night, it's my pleasure to entertain with a lot of music and very little gab. Let's get back to some of that music.
And, of course, never saying the name of the song or anything because he didn't know.
A little scratchy, wasn't
it? Well, hey, listen, back in, that's what it was all about. Now, coming up next here on Cut 2 is Jack, and what's Jack doing on this song, Jack Sanders?
Well, I lived in Nashville for several years.
Back in the, well, 70s, and I got reacquainted with Jack while I moved down there, because whenever he left here, he went to Nashville, and for a while there, he was Hank Williams Jr.'s road manager and this, that, and the other, and he brought me a song one day, and he said, "I want you to record this song, and here's a demo of it, and this is me singing it." It's called Mary Ellen Thompson, and here's his demo of
it. Okay.
At 15 years of age, Mary Ellen was dragged into womanhood. Mama soothed her fevered brow while her daddy, Delmer Thompson, searched the woods. Jake and Henry Barrington's footprints were plain upon the ground, where Mary Ellen's tattered skirt and blouse and other things lay scattered round. All the fertile cropland and the valley bank and big old general store belonged to the Barrington family for 80 years or more. It's circumstantial evidence, the judge said and slammed his gavel down, and told the Thompsons from now on they'd best keep Mary Ellen away from town. 9 months to the day, a baby boy was born and Mary Ellen died. Jake and Henry both came to the funeral, but neither of them cried. Then Jason Huntley Barrington III drove his big car to the Glen to talk to Delmer Thompson and to tell him just what he would do for them. Jason Huntley Barrington III said, "Del, it's tough, I know. You and Mrs. Thompson lost your daughter, now you're feeling mighty low. So I'm giving you this better job that'll take you both away from these woods. And you can leave the baby here with us, and you know he'll be treated mighty good." That night the Thompsons took the child and left, and were never seen again. Then 21 years later, a young man dressed in style came to the Glen. He bought the drinks for everyone, then Jake and Henry Barrington came around. They drank his drinks and told him they'd be mighty proud to show him round their town. Next morning on the courthouse lawn, Jake and Henry's clothes lay scattered round. Then they found Jake and Henry straddled across the barbed wire fence and all tied down. And a note between the brothers' battered bodies said, "I think they'll live a while. Yeah, I think they'll live all right, but now I'm sure I'll be their only child." And it was signed, "Love and Best Regards from Mary Ellen Thompson's Only Child."
Well, there you go, folks. That is Jack Sanders, first disc jockey on Wacky, and a song that I've never been played on the air before.
Never.
Never.
You have the only copy.
You have the only copy, and Jack Sanders is deceased, and there you are. In a few minutes, we're going to be playing Jack Sanders actually on the air as a disc jockey on Wacky.
Wacky!
It is 103.5 WAKY, Roy Orbison Air, Johnny Randolph here at Wacky with Paul Penny, talking about Jack Sanders and Paul Penny and some of the songs he has had out, and we will get more on that as we go along here at Wacky at 321.
Hey, it's Mike Cummins for Wacky Radio. Join me Saturday, May the 17th for the Glendale Spring and Music Festival.
Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
WAKY, Kentuckiana weather.
Brought to you by Howard's Construction. Psalm 127:1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain." Howard's Construction, building by God's grace. At 270-735-1663. Or take your virtual tour online at howardsconstruction.com.
And Wacky Kentucky and weather, including Louisville, Flaherty, and Borden. 60% chance of rain tomorrow and Thursday. Low 55, high 72, 73 at Wacky.
Wacky Radio.
It's 103.5, it's WAKY, and Johnny Randolph here. We're in a time war, folks, with a Louisville musician and a Wacky historian, Paul Penny. And we've been talking about 1958 when Wacky first went on the air, played the Purple People Eater, and Jack Sanders, a late DJ, did that. We do not have a tape of Jack Sanders. I thought we did, but we don't.
No.
I mean, it's just poof, gone. When he left town, I mean, just everything went away. And what you have in your mind, if those of you remember Jack Sanders, that's what you get.
I think back then, they probably didn't think to keep some of that old footage.
No.
Yeah.
And the one time I talked to him after he moved to Nashville and asking him to participate in the 25-year Wacky Reunion, he was glad to write here. Paul Penny, the Carnations and Trendells, 1958.
Yeah.
That's one of the first bands you were in?
It was. I started out with a little band around Louisville. And then I met Hardy Martin and Ray Allen, who were forming the Carnations at that time.
And they were the ones that they had the big recording studio in J-Town.
They
still
sure
do.
Did. Well, this was long. This
yeah,
was before
long
that.
Before that, but before Sambo, which was the name of the studio.
We did all of our early recording in Nashville at either RCA Victor or Owen Bradley Studio, which were the top studios around.
Okay, so there was no studio in Louisville.
Not at that time.
Okay, but then Sambo came along.
Sambo was the eighth booking agency.
Okay, and Tim Tyler was one of the owners of Sambo, as well as Ray Allen and Hardy Martin.
Right.
And I replaced Tim Tyler at Wacky when he left.
Yeah.
And so that's when I came into to Wacky in 1967, yeah. Sometime after Jack Sanders. And I remember the Trendells, and they had a dance in Bedford, Indiana, all the time, probably about almost every Friday night. It was the Carnations and Trendells in Bedford. Ray Allen and Hardy Martin barely appeared.
This was probably kind of like when they were probably just about ready to quit traveling and stuff. So
They had it with the traveling and that type thing, but obviously you did not. Now, you still have the Carnations.
Well, we still perform as Paul Penny, the Carnations, and the Trendells. Sometimes the Trendells can't make it, but most of the times they can. Of course, the Trendells started out originally as the Four Frantics, and they went by the Four Frantics for a while, and I went by Paul Sprite, the Mighty Mite.
But we all have our crosses to bear, Paul.
when the Trendells, which were the Four Frantics, when we recorded the first Trendell record, we thought, well, why don't we change the name, the Four Frantics? So that's when everybody came up with the idea of calling them the Trendells instead of the Four Frantics. Same way with me, when I recorded my first record, we went from Paul Sprite the Mighty Mite to Paul Penny, which I'm still Paul Penny all these years later.
And that first record was what?
My first record was a song called Honey.
All right. And here it is. The first song and the first hit for Paul Penny, and Paul is a guest in the studio right here at Wacky. Now, you're going to be playing at the Wacky World's Largest Free Picnic, right?
Sure.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
So it'll be Paul Penny and the Carnations?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Got to keep all this straight.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got all these pictures here to post up on our studio wall. I got one with Paul Penny in 1958. They got this other one that was taken with the Carnations. Obviously not some of the same members.
They've dwindled down, and there's a few original Carnations and a few original Trendells, but, of course, as any other group, through the years, you have to replace different ones.
Oh, sure.
Either quit playing or, for some reason, they...
Or they pass away.
Some of them do, yeah.
Yeah, it all happens.
Yeah.
Boy, the Louisville bands, though, they just... I don't know if any records or any big outlandish things were done in Louisville with the bands, but Louisville certainly had their share of a lot of bands.
They really did.
Back then.
Yeah.
Probably more than most cities.
I think so.
I think they had more than, for example, say, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Did. I'm sure that Louisville did. So the competition was pretty fierce. What all the bands have you been in?
Well, I guess the main band that I was in through the years was, like I say, the Carnations and Treehouse and Paul Penny. But then after everyone just started going different directions, then I formed my own band and just called it Paul Penny Band. And just recently, within the past, I'll say, 4 or 5 years, we've kind of gotten as many of the guys back together again who still want to do it, you know. And we've kind of got the whole Paul Penny, Carnation, Trendell thing going again.
All right. We will pick up on that after this on Wacky.
Wacky, but wonderful, W-A-K-Y.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border.
W-A-K-Y and Johnny Randolph with the Big E with Paul Penny. That's how I segue right into that. The people calling up here and asking about if we remember bands that were before your time and my time.
This guy went back to the 40s. Now.
Guy went back to the 40s. He lives in Fredericktown, Kentucky. Yeah. And is there Nelson? No, it's Washington. Right on the Washington County line. You call it the Berg. And there was a band back here. You want to know if you'd ever heard of them, which you had.
Yeah.
But then again, he admitted they never got out of the Berg in Kentucky. So there you go. And then somebody else called and said, we remember when Wacky gave away a Thunderbird and a Studebaker.
53 Studebaker.
Whoa. I don't remember that. Well, I don't go back quite that far.
It'd be worth a lot of money, that Studebaker.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, Paul Penny, the musician, is going to be playing at the world's largest free picnic, our 50th anniversary at Wacky. Yeah. You know, Paul, I'm trying to remember a couple of national... I do remember two national hits from bands that came out of Louisville. Now, maybe more.
Uh-huh.
I remember the Rugbys and UI was a pretty big national hit.
Yeah.
I remember The Exile and Kiss You All Over. Are there any others that I'm missing?
I'm trying to remember. I think the Monarchs were pretty big with Look Homeward Angel.
Yeah, was that national hit?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You need to get some of those guys in and talk to them. They can tell you more about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they had This Old Heart. They had Look Homeward Angels.
Yeah. And, I remember The Exile. They played in Lebanon, Kentucky, Club 68 all the time. And I emceed the dances down there every Saturday night for 10 years. And they tried and tried for years to have a hit record. And the time that I was in Louisville the first time at Wacky in 13 years, they had Church Street Soul Revival. That was a local hit. Never really had the national hit. And I left Wacky, and all of a sudden I heard this song, Kiss You All Over. And they said Exile, singular, because they were plural when it was Exiles, and they had to change their name for some reason. I said, my gosh, I know that group. They have tried forever and ever to have a hit record, and that was it. It was a big record.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, Jimmy Stokely, the lead singer, died right when the thing was hit toward the top. He died at a young age. He was from Richmond, Kentucky. And so I know there were two songs that out of Louisville that were national hits, but I just couldn't think of any others.
Well, Mickey and Sylvia had a big hit called Love is Strange.
How do you call your lover boy? Come here, lover boy.
That
one, 1957.
Sure enough.
And Mickey was from Louisville, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was from Louisville. Yeah. Well, you know, Mary Travers was born in Louisville, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's
born that's right.
There, all that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now, back to Paul Penny. We're going to play a song off of your CD. What's the name of the CD, by the way?
It's called Paul Penny Through the Years, and we have them every time you hear us and see us play somewhere, we'll have our CDs there.
Okay.
And this is a record that I recorded. It's number 2 on there. It's called True Fine Mama.
It's Wacky 103.5. It's WAKY. It is Paul Penny from his CD. How many songs on that CD? You got a bunch of them.
How many is on there?
Gee, many Christmas. 28 songs?
Yeah, you get your money's worth.
I see, and they're all under a minute long. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, back then, songs were shorter. Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time here.
Yeah. I remember when Marty Robbins...
I can't go to the bathroom at this place, you know?
I remember when Marty Robbins came out with El Paso. You know, that song was almost 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And jocks liked that because they could do a coffee break on that song.
I know. And I can't drink coffee here at the station. I get my last cup of coffee at breakfast in the morning before I come to work. The breakfast is too short. Can't go to the bathroom. You know, and since the studios are in a basement, I can't go out the window. So,
no, I'm just, you're in trouble, man.
Just kidding. Okay, we had some calls. Somebody called and said, we need to play the Purple People Eater. Yeah, I guess we need to do that since that was the first song on Wacky. What else was the other caller about? We have great attention spans here, don't we? Oxfords, yeah.
They mentioned Oxfords.
Mentioned Oxfords and come on back to beer.
Yeah.
I tell you, a Louisville musician that he is deceased, died at a young age. Denny was with just forgot his last name. Hmm. Well, anyway, he was with Elysian Fields.
Oh yeah,
wrote some songs. Wrote the song 24 Hours of Loneliness.
Hmm.
That type of thing. Yeah, I can't remember his last name. Somebody knows the name of that call. And had someone call and said, see if one remembers Club 68 and the Golden Horseshoe in Lebanon. Well, we already mentioned that.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention that too much, but I was down there so much, I'm afraid that somebody has some dirt on me. I'll let that one slide.
That was a hot spot there for a long time.
Oh, indeed. Indeed it was. Yeah. That's right. You reach up there to the bar and put your 50 cents up there, and I'd say reach up to the bar, and you'd have you something to drink, too, and it wouldn't be a Dr. Pepper either. All right, got WAKY traffic coming up right here. Brought to you by Right Stop RV Center. And they're about a swap meet for campers and RVs. It's back for popular demand. The swap meet, that is, will be Saturday, May 17th, exit 112 off I-65. What you do is you bring your camper or your RV and sell it or stop by for some great deals. The swap meet is for individuals only. This coming Saturday at Right Stop RV.
Well, good afternoon. We're making progress right now down to just the left lane block, 65 southbound on the hospital curve. Still backed up across the Kennedy, but junction looks pretty decent now as you head into those 65 southbound ramps. That does help. I'm Rod Robeson, WAKY Traffic.
Go digital with Brandenburg Telecom. It's easy. We'll do the work. Care Tenders and Woodland Terrace.
103.5 is WAKY and Wacky Kentucky, and the weather says 60% chance of rain tomorrow on Thursday. Low 55, high 72, now 73 at Wacky.
This news is brought to you by Woodland Gallery.
Today's primary in West Virginia may be the first one to make virtually no difference to the Democratic race for president. Hillary Clinton's expected to win by a big majority, but Barack Obama is well ahead in the delegate count and gaining every day.
Celebrating 50 years of fun, loving, wacky. WAKY, Radcliffe, Louisville.
WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky, Johnny Randolph.
Well, at 4 o'clock, fun, loving, wacky, another hour of wacky oldies, and we're going to be talking to Paul Penny here, a Louisville musician, in just a short at fun, loving, wacky.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby.
It's Wacky and Johnny Randolph right here with Paul Penny of the Carnations. And Paul, golly, we play music from your CD. We've talked about Wacky. Tell me about this CD here, because this and your CD are available. I don't know where you would get them, but they're available. Where would you get them?
They're available when the people come and hear us perform.
You got them there.
We'll have them right
there.
That's
the best way to do it.
That's the best way to get them, yeah.
Which one?
We'll be there.
Well, the 50th anniversary for Wacky.
Oh, we're going to be up in Indiana coming up here. I'm glad I thought about that. May the 31st, we're going to be at the Ross Country Jamboree. That's on a Saturday night, May the 31st at 7 o'clock. And that'll be Paul Penny, the Carnations, and the Trendales, all three of us.
Where's the Ross Country
the
Jamboree?
The Ross Country Jamboree is in Scottsburg.
All
it's Saturday night, May the 31st. Starts at 7. It's an old theater. It's the old Scottsburg Theater that they've transferred into like a weekend showplace.
All right. Yeah. Now, another CD I'm looking at here has 30 songs on it. How do they put all these songs? If they can do it in Louisville, put 30 songs on a CD, you think that these doggone bigwigs could do that?
You can get 80 minutes on a CD. And so, back in, like I was saying a while ago, songs were short back then. You know.
Now, on this CD, which it says Louisville's original hitmakers, you've got Paul Penny, Tommy Cosmo.
Yeah.
Carnations, Trendales, Paul Penny, Monarch, Sultan, Trendales. Wow. 30 hits on here.
Yeah.
And you're singing several of the songs. Oh, I just looked on here. You're singing several of the songs. Let me change gears on you real quick and play a song. I won't even tell you what it is, but you're singing it.
Okay.
I have never heard this song sung by anyone except the original artist. And the reason why, I think, is because the song is so hard to sing and such a range. So low to so high, and you don't know which one I'm talking about. You can take a guess if you want to, but I just saw this song on this CD. I'm going to cue it up right now. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
Well, okay.
Surprise me.
Okay, here we go. Surprise, surprise.
Call us in. Tiptoes to my room every night.
I've never.
Just as we go stardust and to this room. Go to sleep. Everything is all
there you go, Paul Penny on Wacky and the Roy Orbison song In Dreams. Like I said, Paul, I'd never heard anyone sing that song ever.
Really?
Because of the range. I mean, so low and so high.
I love all those those old Roy Orbison songs. He was such a great songwriter as well as a good singer.
Yeah. You
know,
wrote Claudette by the Everly Brothers.
He sure did.
That was his ex-wife, but his late wife's name,
yeah.
Wasn't it, Claudette?
He sure did.
All right, Paul Penny and more coming up right here on Wacky.
W-A-K-Y
103.5 W-A-K-Y. Johnny Randolph on Wacky with Paul Penny of the Carnations.
W-A-K-Y.
And shingles and all. And Bob Klein is on the line. Bob Klein used to work at the WKLO.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, of course, who am I to say? I did, too, at one time.
Hey, we are made mistakes, John. Okay.
Well, I know. I worked there at one time for about a year.
That's
and
right.
Then went to Wacky and then competed against you.
Yeah.
Which,
when I finally got there.
Which put some hair on my chest and dropped some hair on my head, I'm sure. Anyway, we were talking earlier about the Monarchs, and I've raised the question, did the Monarchs ever have a national hit? And you have the information on that.
Right. The Monarchs reached 47 on Billboard's Hot 100 the spring of 64.
Okay, that was before I was in Louisville. I remember hearing the song elsewhere, yeah.
Yeah, now here's what it says in Joel Whitburn's Top 100 book. I got this several years ago. It says a 9-man group led by Bob Lange.
Bob Lange.
Bob Lange was a salesman at KJ100 in the early 1980s, and Bob died of cancer either 93 or 94. So
wow.
Yeah, he was with them just till right before, you know, all this happened in the 90s. But it doesn't mention anybody else's name in the group, and I can't understand why.
Well, who knows on all this political stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Bob, what you ought to do someday is come down here and do one of these afternoon guest DJ slots on this radio station if you can shed the old WKLO habits.
I'll see about about that. And
I'll see about that.
I'll give my habit to the nuns.
Bob, good to hear from you. Thanks.
Okay,
bye. Bob Klein, old friend of mine, an old competitor right there. Well, there you go, Paul.
Bob.
Jamie, Chris, are we reliving this stuff or what? All I need now is somebody to drive up here in a parking lot of the radio station with Marion County, which is the county of Lebanon, Kentucky, license tags on their car and get out of their car and say, Daddy! No, that's all I need. Having been down there so much. So, in recapping all this, Paul Penny is going to be playing in the Indiana in Scottsburg. What date?
It's going to be May the 31st at the Ross Country Jamboree, Saturday night.
All right. There you go. We got that. Let's see, what other dragons we have to slay? Well, we got the world's largest free picnic, which you're going to. That's going to be a great day, 4th of July.
I bet that'll be packed.
Yeah. It's going to be in the infield.
Anytime you have free hot dogs and Cokes.
They'll come out of the woodwork.
They'll come out of the woodwork.
Absolutely. You know, we had these free picnics at Wacky before. We had one at Cherokee Park.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they moved it the next year to Iroquois Park. We had it on top of Iroquois Park. I don't know why they moved it, but they did. We had it there, and we only had two of them.
Wow.
That I can remember. So here we are on all that. And Paul brought us some pictures here to go in our studio when he was with the Carnations and Trendells back in 1958. You could have put 1968 on there, Paul. Nobody had known the difference. And Paul, the Carnations, now someone said we need to play Come On Back to Beer. Well, a lot of songs we need to play. We just don't have time to. But there is one song, and we started out on this about 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's one song that we started talking about. We started talking about Wacky when it went on the air as an AM station in 1958. It was WGRC, Grayson Radio Corporation or something like that. A guy named Gordon McLendon.
Right.
Changed it. He's dead, too. He changed it to Wacky. Jack Sanders was one of the original DJs. And the station became, I'll let you get to tell this story once again. The station became number one in one day in Louisville. And how did they do it?
Well, if I remember, Jack came on that day and he started playing that song, One Eyed, One Horn, Flying Purple People Eater. And just continuously, he would say, here's a new song by so-and-so, and he would play that song. Here's a new song by so-and-so, big artist, and then he would play that song. So everybody around Louisville would tune in and say, hey, this guy's nuts. He's playing this song over and over. So he made Wacky the number one station in Louisville in one day.
And a year ago, when Wacky returned to this facility, this was the first song we also played.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shakin' and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me.
Well, there you go, 103.5 WAKY, the song that started Wacky in 1958 when it was at 79 on AM, and the song that started Wacky about a year ago at 103.5, the Purple People Eater. Time now for WAKY Traffic. It's brought to you by the Sam's Swope Auto Group, including the Swope Discount Auto Center, I-65, South Hurstburn Parkway, or shop anytime online at samswope.com. Nobody walks away because everybody saves.
Afternoon, good news. They finally cleared that wreck. 65 South Bend in the hospital curve. All the lanes are open, still backed up across the Kennedy Bridge, though it's just going to take a little while to get back to normal. And now 65 Northbound after Brook, somebody's broken down, sticking out a little bit. I'm Rod Rose. WAKY Traffic.
103.5 WAKY celebrates Wacky's 50th anniversary with the return of the world's largest free picnic, Friday, July 4th at Churchill Downs. Join former and current Wacky Air personalities in the infield at the Downs for free hot dogs and music by Louisville's best, including the Monarchs, Crushed Velvet, the Rigbys, Tom Dooley and the Lovelights, and lots more.
WAKY, Kentucky and the weather.
Brought to you by Howard's Construction. Vernon Rose owns a special home in Brightside Estates, also built by Howard's. Vernon, why Howard's Construction?
Because they're the only one that's qualified to build VA handicap homes.
Howard's Construction, built to suit. 270-735-1663.
And Wacky Kentuckiana weather, including New Albany, Shepherdsville, and Germantown. 60% chance of rain tomorrow on Thursday. Low 55, high 72. Now 74, WAKY.
Wacky Radio.
WAKY. It is by the Birds and Johnny Randolph right here at Wacky. Well, for the past hour or so. Oh, gee, I gotta go. Let me get my traffic guy here. Hello, it's Wacky. Hello. I got the phones ringing and everything else, you know, when you just gotta figure out what's going on. What's going on? We got Paul Penny here, and we've been talking about Louisville music, the old Wacky when it was on AM. And Paul is with the Trendells, and there's a CD called Louisville's Original Hitmakers. It has all the Louisville hits on it. I basically asked Paul, I said, like, pick a song out of all these. It can be one of yours, be one of somebody else's, doesn't matter. What song should I play off of this? And tell me the history on this song.
Oh, the one you're going to play
I'm
right
so
now.
Young.
Well, whenever we first recorded the Trendells, the very first record was a song called I'm So Young, and the flip side of it was Don't You Hear Me Calling Baby.
Don't you hear me calling baby, yeah. Baby, whoa.
And I sung the lead on...
Now you know why I'm a DJ.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And really? We recorded I'm So Young, which I sung the lead on. The flip side was Don't You Hear Me Calling Baby. That was Johnny Harrigan. Now, we're both going to be at the Wacky... party 50.
Now Johnny lives in Florida.
He lives in Florida, but he comes down here a lot and still sings good as ever. And yeah, he's great. And this was, like I say, the first Trendell record.
What year would this be approximately?
This had to be between 58 and 59, maybe 60. I'm not. No, I would say it'd be closer to 59 or 60.
It all gets fuzzy after a while.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was the first Trendell record.
And that's all that matters, and here it is on Wacky. There you go. It is Paul Penny and the Trendells, and Paul will be doing that at the world's largest free picnic, which comes up July the 4th at Churchill Downs, the 50th anniversary of Wacky, right?
Right on, man.
Wow. What a legacy you have in Louisville music. I mean, here it is, and you pointed out something we're off the air, very interesting to me, that this has been your life as a musician in Louisville.
It's all over.
You know, this is it. You didn't work at Appliance Park or anything.
Nobody ever said, quit your day jobs.
There you go. But at any rate, it is Paul Penny, one of Louisville's best, and we've had some great ones that came out of Louisville.
All right.
And we're playing your songs here on Wacky. And I want to thank you for sharing all the information about the old Wacky, the old 79 WAKY. Which you became part of in 1958, and I became part of in 1967. So I'm certainly glad that I'm 11 years younger than you. I'm just kidding. But anyway, thanks for coming down today. One more plug for where you're going to be playing in Indiana in Scottsburg.
We're going to be at the Ross Country Jamboree Saturday night, May the 31st at 7 o'clock. Now, that's Paul Penny, the Carnations, and the Trendells. And I guarantee you, you'll enjoy the show.
All right. There you go, folks. Been listening to Paul Penny, one of the nice guys in Louisville music, right here on Wacky.
You get a positive charge out of W-A-K-Y.